This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Homeowners piled on another $1 trillion in equity in the second quarter of this year. That's from the real estate data firm Black Knight. And that is $1 trillion in just 3 months, April to June, Q2. And to boot, it's what's known as tappable equity, the amount you could cash out and still have 20% equity in the home in question. Now, yes, that is mostly paper wealth. We get that, as home prices have kept on going up at double-digit rates. But more homeowners are turning those gains into actual cash and spending it. Marketplace's Amy Scott covers real estate for us.
Between April and June, more than 1 million homeowners cashed out a collective $63 billion in home equity by refinancing.
Both of which are the highest level in nearly 15 years.
Andy Walden is vice president of market research at Black Knight.
We've seen the average home increase in value by 25% since the onset of the pandemic. So you're just seeing a boon of equity for these homeowners when you're seeing them tap into that available equity.
Black Knight doesn't track how people spend the money, but earlier this year, the consumer financial platform Credit Karma tried to find out. Among homeowners who'd tapped their equity in the past 12 months, the top three expenditures were renovations, emergency expenses, and paying down debt. Credit Karma's VP of Home, Andy Taylor, says because interest rates are so low,
you can both cash out money from your home equity, but also refinance at a better rate and have a better cash flow situation on a month-by-month basis anyways.
Rising equity also provides a cushion for people struggling to pay their mortgages. Of the 1.7 million homeowners in forbearance plans, the overwhelming majority still have at least 10% equity in their homes. Lori Goodman with the Urban Institute says that could help them hold on to their homes when those plans expire if they still can't afford their payments. And if they have to sell,
they're going to be able to sell their home in a fairly good housing market and take out that equity.
The share of homeowners who would take a loss if they had to sell because they owe more than their homes are worth is less than 1%, a record low. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.